Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Thursday night football features the Eagles and the Giants at 8:15. Khalil Ware had 29-12, but it wasn't enough as the Heat fell 112-107 to the Spurs. Miami will face the Magic in Orlando Sunday at 6. The Panthers, they host the Philadelphia Flyers tonight at 7, and Inter Miami play their second-to-last MLS regular season game Saturday at 7:30 against Atlanta United. On to weather, sponsored by Chill Zone OC, featuring reliable Rude AC systems. Make your AC great again. Visit chillzoneac.com. Temperatures in the high 70s with a chance of rain throughout the day. I am Dan Day. Now back to the Joe Rose Show here on 104.3 FM WQAM.
And welcome back here on a Thursday morning. Hollywood, Omar Kelly, Dan Day, Jamie is here as well. Hope everyone's having a good start here to their Thursday morning. Omar, I can see you on our video stream.
Yeah, I'm
here.
Trying to make myself pretty here.
Yeah, you look nice. I fixed my hair a little bit too. I look a little frazzled here. We had, you know, those early morning wake up calls, man. That dark drive in here in the morning. Always got to find a way to wake up. But I've taken a shot of coffee. And an energy drink. So we're ready to rock.
Yeah, I've had my tea. So
we are ready to rock and roll. We made it to Thursday, everyone. So thank God for that, because we got football tonight. We got a little college football. Dan was just hitting on some of those college games.
What's the NFL game?
Eagles and Giants.
Remember
4-1 v. 1-4.
Remember when the college game was the big Thursday night game?
I do remember when the college game.
Does college have to move to like Wednesday to get back their shine? Because nobody's watching a college game when NFL's on.
No. That's the problem. They can't go against, and the NFL is kind of like.
So should college?
They've done it to the NBA now. Like they stole Christmas.
Yeah. Should college go to Friday? Like
college does have Friday games. They do. Miami plays a week from tomorrow on Friday.
Yeah.
There's a monster game tomorrow.
Louisville. You convinced me.
We'll work on that for you.
Be the ticket master.
I will see what we can do for you. There's a monster game tomorrow night, though. College football, North Texas hosting 24th ranked South Florida. So we got a monster tomorrow night. I'll be watching.
I'm laughing because now I know why you called it a monster game.
Laugh if you want. That game has playoff implications just written all over it. So
What conference are they playing in, by the way?
The American Athletic Conference.
Okay, so that still exists? Okay, gotcha.
I think it still exists. Anyway, we do have football tonight, so that's exciting. We got baseball going as well. I know you're a big baseball fan, Omar. We got hockey.
Yeah,
we're gonna try to get Omar into hockey.
Is this the point in the year where all the sports meet, correct? NBA, yeah, it is.
Yes, the NBA is starting towards the end of the month as well. Yes, so you'll have hockey, football,
baseball, football,
basketball, yeah. All of it. Yes.
Yes.
Am I missing something? Am I missing one of the majors? It's
soccer.
Soccer? Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You need to help me out, Dan.
Hey, what happened with this? Did anyone have any luck with this really quick? We're talking soccer. Anyone have any luck with those World Cup tickets? So I registered for a pre-sale.
I got to go to that.
For this thing. And all I have seen is that this is the biggest crap show ever to try to get tickets for this thing. So apparently to buy tickets to the final, you have to buy into this like futures market and pay like X amount of dollars. Like I saw like some of the top countries that are like actually good at soccer.
And
it was like $1,000
to buy in.
Okay. And if that team advances to the final, apparently you like you have access to tickets.
Okay.
And the tickets are like astronomically expensive for all these matches.
I don't even know.
But I registered for a presale and I didn't. I certainly did not get an email saying you won.
I here's the thing about it. I mean, this is the most high profile event in the world.
I'm aware of that. Yes. Yeah. Thank you for letting me know.
And it's funny that you say that because my boss has asked me, do you want to go and cover this? And I'm like,
really?
Nah, I'm good. Thank you. I don't get up for these kind of big events. Like I would actually rather avoid them, but you know, that's just how my life is wired.
Man, yeah. You're a man of convenience. You're old.
Thank you.
I'm old too.
I'm
turning 40 in 2 months. And I am also a man of convenience at this point in my life. I like things that are easy.
It's funny you say that because 40 is the magic number. You know why 40 is the magic number? Because
it's all downhill.
It's all downhill from there. So this
is like that when I turned 30.
No. There's another peak. And I hear there's another peak at 50.
20 is the peak, right? 20 is like you got 21.
Hold on. Wait. No. You can't drink. You can't rent a car.
Well, you can drink.
The older women don't take you serious. No, 20 is not the good age. I think the wheelhouse for a guy.
I think I peaked in my mid-20s. That was probably the peak.
Yeah, no. We got
30, it was like.
Let's get to the textures.
30 was like the gradual downhill, but 40, I just feel
what
like it's
over. What is the peak as a male? What age is literally your peak as a male in this world? I would say it's 28. Because you've made some mistakes. You're working your way
up. You're a wise man at that
point. You're a little wise. You're not wise.
You still have the youthful energy.
You still have the youthful energy. You probably still got a good bod. You don't have any kids. No dad bod. You're at your peak. So the women are plentiful. You could go younger. You could go older.
Now I'm trying. I'm at the lightest I've been in a while here.
Congratulations.
As I get close to 40. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Just stopped eating, essentially. You cut a lot of the stuff out. I don't like eat during the day anymore. I don't eat breakfast and I don't eat during the day. I binge at night, but it's whatever it is, it's been working. So, but yeah, I'm just this whole 40 thing, like 40 is devastating to me. Like in 2 months, I don't know. Man.
You'll get over it.
It really stings because I feel like,
that was about the age I did hit my midlife crisis. Yeah.
How old are you now?
I think I bought a convertible at 40.
Did you? Oh, I remember you had the convertible. Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 48.
48. Oh, so you're going to turn 50 in a couple of years. Yeah, 50 is, that's just, I don't even want to think about that. 50 seems like, I don't even know if I'll make it to 50.
No, at 40, things start hurting and you don't know why. You don't know what you did. You wake up.
We're supposed to bring up, other people's injuries around the building, but my buddy Zog over there from Power 96.
Oh yeah, I see. He's laid up with the ankle.
So I am at the point in my life where so I'm coaching my son's basketball team, and I know we're supposed to do this Dolphin stuff. I promise we'll get to it in a second. I'm coaching my son's basketball team because now we live in the suburbs, and that's what you do, right?
Coach the basketball. The park's like right across the street from you, right?
Yeah, it actually is. It's right across the street. So
yeah, you got no excuse.
So I'm coaching the basketball team and I'm into it. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I have this itch to play. I really would love to play again. And they have these leagues with all of these guys who are in horrific shape.
Don't you do it.
Who look like me, probably can't move. And I see Zog over there and he told me the details of his injury. And he goes, man, you know, it's ligaments and it's going to be months. And he's limping around this place. And I go, man, I need someone to like tell me that it's not going to happen.
But no, it's going to happen.
I just feel like if I go out there and play in one of these leagues.
Nope. Don't you do it.
I'm going to end up with an Achilles.
You're going to tear an ACL.
Yeah, tear an Achilles, ACL, plantar fascia. Yeah. You do it.
Does it make me a coward that I'm too scared?
No, you just don't want to wake up with pain.
Smart.
It's smart. Yeah. Don't you do it.
What do you want to do? Go show a bunch of bums that you still can ball? And what is that going to do?
I don't know.
You could work out and not injure yourself. I remember I was at
someone said Solana. Solana.
Yeah.
Solana's like
go play pickleball. Go play pickleball.
Pickleball is an injury prone sport. Is it?
Nah, we need to go play pickleball.
Play pickleball. You play basketball. But
No. We are not playing basketball.
Someone said Solana's got bad knees and bad gums.
Yes.
What's the gums thing?
He had some doctor like in Hialeah out of their garage. He had a gun surgery or something. This is not a joke.
He had a botched gum surgery?
He had gum surgery years ago, and then he had a gum surgery again years ago.
So I don't know about the whole gums thing, but I had my first cavity.
What has he got, gingivitis? Like, what is going on here? I
had my first cavity about 6 months ago. Last time I went to the dentist, they go, you have a cavity.
And that was
the most devastating piece of medical news I've ever gotten.
Absolutely.
Because I had never had a cavity. And every time I would go to the dentist, they're like, man,
you have awesome teeth.
You have awesome teeth. They go, are you from Dade County? Said, yeah. They go, it's that water now. It's that tap water. It's got that fluoride in it. So it's good for your teeth.
Or maybe it's genetics. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently the water is good for your teeth.
My buddy's a dentist. John Nelson, Midtown dentist.
I need a new dentist.
He's fighting for fluoride to remain in South Florida's waters because it is absolutely good for their teeth.
I don't know, man. I don't know what it's good for, bad for. I don't go down those roads. I just, whatever, man, whatever's my fridge spits out.
We need fluoride.
But apparently Solana, he's got gum problems. He's got all kinds of problems, but yeah, he's a good example though of like what happens when you play ball.
I've told Solana, you got to stop playing pickup ball.
He can't even be 30, right?
Solana's, I think, 32.
I feel bad talking on his behalf.
No, Solana's like, no, you cannot. I'm sorry.
Watch Zog walk around. I see him. I saw him. He is hurting, man.
When I see a guy injured, I know it's pickup ball. I know it's pickup ball. Alex Marvez, man. Michael Cunningham, Ethan Skolnick,
got hurt playing pickup
Jason
ball?
Cole, all of them injured playing pickup basketball. I remember when I was a young intern at the Boston Globe. Mm-hmm.
I didn't know you worked at Boston Globe.
Yes, I did. Right. They played like Tuesdays and Thursdays at lunchtime.
Yeah, sure.
And I used to go out there.
Yeah,
and you know, I would take, and I'd run with them. I would take literally the brunt of the contact in a collision. But I was young 20s. I would literally just pop back up. The guy that I had the contact with, he wouldn't pop back up. And then the next day, I'd see him on crutches. And that was like, that was the point when I realized if you're in your 30s, you have no business playing pickup basketball. None.
Well, I don't know, man. I all I could tell you is I have the itch. Someone said 28 to 35 is the peak. Another one said 25. I want to say 25-ish felt my best.
Yeah.
Right. That. Well,
man, you're just full of testosterone. 18
was 18. Like when I started Jamie, how old college, are you?
I'm 24. I feel like 18 to 22 is the peak.
Nah, bro. It gets way better.
But it's college life.
Nah, bro.
College life
sucks, bro.
It doesn't.
Oh yeah, it does.
I'm missing it.
No. Life. You got to get to the point where you've got a career, a little bit of money, a little bit of wisdom. You're beating the women off with a stick. That's the peak.
Jamie is right, by the way. I'm just my thoughts on this too. Like college was fantastic.
It was fun. Yeah,
it was a good run.
But it gets better.
And everything was worse after that. At least for me. Jamie, it probably will. Everything will be worse.
I haven't gotten there yet, but I mean, like, I don't know how it gets much better.
It doesn't because every year you're going to have more responsibility. So like, you're going to hit 25.
See, but you don't have money now.
No.
Yeah.
You're broke as a joke.
He is broke. But yeah, you know what's going to happen?
I'm in that in between right now. I just left college. I'm not like fully.
Yeah, you're poor. So you're poor, Jamie.
You're going to hit 25 and you're going to be like, you can't be on your parents' health insurance anymore. And then things are going to get real. And you're going to be like, yeah, this whole thing sucks. All right. Anyway, we got to take a break. Speaking of sucks, we're going to hear from Tua and Mike when we come back here. We do have Omar with us, so we're going to get into this Dolphin stuff.
I hope you didn't mind me calling you poor, Jamie.
No, it's all good. We're all having fun.
It says, I blew out my ACL at 38 playing basketball, and I kept playing after that. But this year at 46, I felt my calf injury. I'm scared my Achilles will tear, and I finally stopped playing. I don't want to tear my Achilles.
Yeah, bro. The bad look, man, when you tear your Achilles. And that's the thing about when you get older, everything takes longer to heal. Like, I broke my ribs and it was supposed to take 6 to 8 weeks. It took me 3 months. And I think I'm finally over it.
Apparently fluoride's why I'm not so sharp, Omar, from what, at least my teeth are strong.
I'm also in the no cavity club, by the way.
You still have no cavities?
No cavities. Yes, sir.
Seriously.
Zero.
I had one. They could have told me I was dying.
Yeah, my dentist
said
there's one that's close. Oh. And it's like between my teeth. And I'm like, I'm getting all nervous
it's
now.
Heartbreaking.
Right? I brushed that area real hard.
I even had those sealant things they put on there back in the day.
I don't know
if they still do that. I don't know if they're still doing that. Your buddy's a dentist. We got to give him a call, man. I got to get in there. All right. We're going to take a pause. We will do the Dolphin stuff. I promise when we come back, we'll hear from Mike. We will hear from Tua. Omar Kelly is here. Alan Poupart, by the way, is going to join us as well in the 8 o'clock hour. So a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to here as we have reached week number 6 in the NFL here. We have football tonight, Giants and Eagles. So we'll continue on with our Dolphins talk when we come back here on QAM.
Hey, right now,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back in on QAM. You want to give your shout out this morning, Omar?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Luke, who's listening.
Good morning, Luke. I told you to text him back. I said, I'm a big fan.
I told you you're on air. He's actually listening.
All right, well, good morning, Luke. Thank you for listening.
I'll tell you, when I DJ, Luke's music still hits.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. I mean, you guys know I'm a club guy over a bar guy. I just am. I like to hear that part.
Great.
You know,
I'll continue on with your club guy. No, I'm a club bar guy.
But you got to have a Miami set in the club. Yeah, and I know you're a DJ, Dan. So I would hope that you have a good five song Miami bass music array of music.
I may have to take Dan, I might have to figure this out. So I've told Zago that we're talking about him again. My dream is like to one day just go into like a big, like a live or something. And I just want to just like one
press
song.
A button,
just one song. I just want to push one button and just like, and that's it.
Yeah.
My DJ career will be over.
Hold on. You don't want the foam and the confetti. You don't want
I just want one drop, like one big drop and just like everyone to go nuts. And
yeah.
I get to
I know you love
just
the house.
Push or like fake turn one of those knobs or whatever. Like
And with your headphones and just be bopping.
Yeah, man. I
can see that. That's we all got to have life goals.
So he has not been able to make that happen for me. Maybe Dan can make
Hold on. Wait a minute. I think that's on you because DJ Zog would love for you to handle his equipment for one night. Well,
I don't think he would. That did sound terrible. But anyway, good morning, Luke. Thank you for
I mean, you know the guys who carry people's like mixers and stuff like that? You could learn how to set up.
It would be like his roadie?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You could be DJ Zog's roadie.
You're missing the point here. I just want to turn the knob.
I know,
just
but he's going to let you turn the knob.
One knob turn, one button.
Early, they don't even do that. They don't even do their set.
That doesn't do anything. I just want to. That's all. That's all.
I'm just telling you. You can do the early 11 o'clock hour set for DJ Zog.
All right, fair enough. I want to get back to the Dolphin stuff here. And Dan, do we have a couple of these sound bites here? So let's play Mike first. This is from yesterday. Over in Miami Gardens. Here's what Mike McDaniel had to say.
It's one of the reasons I focus on how he grows as a quarterback in the micro instances that I think are so difficult as a franchise quarterback in the National Football League. If you're uncomfortable with the stakes of the game, it's not a game for you. You're not going to change the stakes.
All right, so that's Mike.
Let me put a little context on
that. Go ahead, please.
That was a question from Chris Perkins about, does Tua feel pressure from basically being in the AFC conference where all the big dogs are at.
Yes, you correct.
Know, you're Josh Allen's and Joe Burrow, even though Joe Burrow's not playing right now. Lamar's not playing right now.
We know the characters.
Because all these QBs, they get injured. You just only remember it when Tua gets injured, but I understand. And Tua is actually injured right now,
in
by
fairness,
the way.
Yeah, I know. I see that he popped up on the injury report. In fairness, Joe Burrow, we have been critical of him as well. And I want to say Joe Burrow has now missed more time than Tua.
Absolutely, he has. But nobody thinks about that because he took a team to the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a big deal, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, look, if you're going to be injury prone, you can at least be elite like Joe Burrow. But anyway, go ahead. Continue on.
I thought you
were going to continue
No,
you want to hear from Tua now?
So let's
hear Tua's follow-up to that, and here's what he had to say yesterday.
That McDaniel praised you for earlier today is your ability to tune out the noise, right, both positive and negative. You know, obviously that's easier said than done. How have you been able to do that, and has it grown a little bit more difficult this year with, you know, the losses?
Yeah, I would say it hasn't. It hasn't been as difficult this year, just because, as I've said in prior interviews, I'm not on social media. Like, I don't have any of that. And then outside of that, like, I go home, I see my kids. Whether I throw five picks or five touchdowns, we win the game, we lose the game, I get to come home to my kids, who are happy to see me every time.
So there's Tua yesterday, yeah. And he's a little bit like flippant about, you know,
it's not
the losses.
Flippant. When you have a hard day at work, you don't want to see your kids and go play, and they make it better.
Here's the issue.
I mean, your kids
okay?
are usually at school when you're working.
Here's the issue.
Yeah.
You play 17 of these games.
Uh-huh.
You're getting paid a fortune to play these games. You're okay. The quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
Yes.
Even if you don't care, even if it doesn't bother you, even if you can shake off these losses and just go home and have fun, go up to the podium. The one day a week you speak to the media, he speaks to the media for 10 minutes a week.
Let's say
I'm super depressed. And just say, no, he doesn't have to say I'm super depressed.
I have no happiness in my life.
He doesn't have to say that. He can go up to the podium and say, you know what? Yeah, I hear it. I'm frustrated too. It's bothering me. We're
going
to do whatever we can to get it right.
Yeah, sure.
You just blew a 17-0 lead on the road to Carolina. Your coach is probably out of a job. Your GM's probably going to be out of a job.
Maybe.
You better not do this to people, because I think people are going to riot if they don't make changes this year. I thought people were going to riot this past year if they didn't make changes.
No, apathy is definitely going to set in, and they got to do something.
I think people are going to go bonkers if they don't make some serious changes after this year.
Yeah, they'll make serious changes. They just
I also don't believe, unless you are willing to sell me some magic hope this morning, which you've been known to do from time to time, I don't think there is a way to turn this around with the personnel that they have.
Maybe.
Now, again, they just blew a 17-point lead to Carolina.
But they're a bad team, too.
So sell me.
What?
Sell me. Sell me.
Well,
you would need to win, let's say, 9 games from here on out.
Okay. The next batch of...
Is that correct? Yes. You would have to go 9-3 to probably make the playoffs?
Correct.
You have just brought out, just so people that can't see you, if you're not on the YouTube stream this morning, you have just brought out some sort of book.
Yeah, it's
I don't know if this is your Dolphins notebook where you jot down your crazy ideas.
It's our weekly release, which is,
I assume you have a pen somewhere and you jot down like crazy stuff that pops into your head.
No, it's all in there.
So what's rattling around in there? Help me out here, Omar, as to how you salvage this season.
Okay, you have some injuries on this team. You lose Tyreek. You're playing without the right side of your offensive line.
Okay. Every team has injuries.
Can I continue, please? Yeah. I appreciate that. You're going to be playing without your starting inside linebacker, Terrell Dotson, this week because he's in a concussion protocol. Mm-hmm. You'd be an idiot to play a linebacker 1 week after a concussion. Mm-hmm. Darren Waller is, you know, healthy, maybe. Kind of, you know, your second best offensive web. My point is, you've got challenges, but every team has challenges. Mm-hmm. Look at the Los Angeles Chargers. Mm-hmm. They're playing without their two starting offensive tackles. They are playing with their third string running back at this point.
Yeah, they lost one of their Amari and Hampton.
I'm sure they've got other injuries as well. Their roster is
everyone does.
Yeah, everyone does. They're playing without Khalil Mack. Everyone does. So the Chargers are making a cross-country trip with an injury-depleted roster. While you're injury-depleted as well, you are at home.
So you're going cross-country on me?
Oh, yeah. That's never easy. I don't know if you've made cross-country trips, but, yeah.
I have taken four-hour airplane rides, yes. Continue.
It's not four. It's not
five,
four.
Whatever.
It's five.
Five, sorry.
Like five and a half. Come on. Let's be...
Well, you do know that they actually, the Chargers, I don't know if you saw this, they're taking Frontier Airlines down here.
Oh, no.
So they're going to be in those really cramped.
You're a liar. Seats. Stop.
So yeah, they're not even going to give them water on the flight.
I can guarantee you it'd be a loss if they took Frontier Airlines.
On Frontier.
So you could win this game.
They are going to take a charter flight down here and stay in a luxury hotel and then play the football game. Yes. Okay, continue on.
Okay, you could win this game, technically. Now, if you don't, then, you know, the apocalypse is here. Cleveland on the road. Who's Cleveland's starter?
Shedeur Sanders, maybe, by then?
Probably, maybe. And that would be a scary challenge, by the way. They just traded Joe Flacco. So then you get Atlanta.
The problem is, this funny thing is, I don't think it matters who starts at quarterback right now against the Dolphins. And I think Bryce Young is as bad as they come. If you can run the ball, they had a backup running back run for like 200 yards.
Yeah.
If you can do that,
yeah,
no. You could start at quarterback, Omar.
Which is why I consistently say the Miami's inability to stop the run is problem number one, but everybody's obsessed with Tua. Like that, well, that should be what we're talking about. We should be talking about, hey, this team for 4 weeks cannot stop the run and have said week after week after week after week we need to start to stop the run and the bleeding continues. That should be problem number one, but it's Tua's fault.
See, that's the problem. I think you try to simplify it too much. And yeah. I think a lot of people try to do this. Like, this is not a Tua is the only problem situation. This is not the team is elite and Tua sucks. That's not what people are saying.
Your team got a lot of problems. He's not really one of them right now.
I believe that Tua is part of the problem. Okay. He is not part of the solution.
Why is he part of the problem? Don't answer why is he not part of the solution. Tell me why he's part of the problem.
Because why is he part of the problem?
Yes, tell me
You watch the games.
I didn't ask you that. I need your reason why he's part of the problem.
Because when it's third and five or six or whatever.
He's one of the best quarterback in the NFL in third downs.
And he turns the corner to run, and he has to slide 3 yards short of the sticks because he is not a football player.
What,
that's a problem.
What does the team and the organization and his teammates, what have they hammered into his head this offseason?
He needs to slide.
Stay healthy. Keep yourself available, right?
Baker Mayfield sliding in that spot?
I just asked you a question.
Is Justin Herbert going to slide?
Hold on, wait. Pause, put a pause in it. What have we said to Tua the entire offseason? Media, GM. The GM called him out in a press conference. GM, head coach, players. What have they all hammered in his head? Hey,
stay
dude.
Healthy.
Don't risk anything.
But isn't
keep
that
yourself
part,
available.
But that's part of the problem, though.
Okay.
It's part of the problem when you have a football-playing quarterback that can't take a hit.
He plays
that's
football.
Part of the problem.
Okay. Could Drew Brees take a hit? Could Tom Brady take a hit? Sometimes you don't have athletic quarterbacks. I know it's the fad, the trend, the in thing right now. I know Baker Mayfield is killing it right now.
He just went on this rant about how the AFC's got all these elite quarterbacks,
yes.
Right? Which elite quarterback in the AFC can't run and can't extend a play with his legs? Riddle me that one.
Joe Burrow, because he keeps getting hurt.
No, Joe Burrow can run.
Because he keeps getting hurt.
He's injury prone. That's fine.
Okay, Tua's injury prone too. Nobody's taking Joe Burrow out the elite club.
It's interesting when you say, what does Tua do that hurts the team? This is the thing. The great quarterbacks find ways to bail out their defense.
Yes. Yes.
What did Tua do? What did Tua do?
Threw
when he had
a
the chance?
46-yard touchdown to Jalen Waddle.
What about when he overthrew Jalen Waddle on that second down?
Sometimes it happens.
Help your team out.
Dan is a broken postgame host right now. Listen to him in there.
I'm not arguing with you. If there is one limitation that Tua has, he's not a killer.
Isn't that one of the most important things to being a great quarterback? Tom Brady, Drew Brees, you just mentioned them.
Absolutely. Tom Brady, by the way, for this, everyone that's like, Tom Brady couldn't take it. Tom Brady played part of that era where they used to tee off on quarterbacks. So, like, remember, Brady played for like 50 years.
And then they created rules to protect him.
All right, we have to take a pause. Alan Poupard is going to join us. We'll see where he weighs in on, on all this stuff.
Oh, I know where he weighs in.
I know. I tend to side with him more on a lot
Everybody
of this stuff
with him because everything is wrong. Tua's the fault for everything that's wrong with the Miami Dolphins. Tua is at fault.
Tua is a part of the problem. He is not the problem.
Tell me why he's part of the problem. Because he can't run for a third and six, that's why he's part of the problem?
No, because he's just not good enough. He's just not good enough. He will
He's on pace to be
he is not,
the third quarterback in NFL history.
No, but he hasn't.
Let me finish.
It's the same problem, though. No,
he's on pace to be the third quarterback in NFL history that produces a 100 passer rating.
Stop.
Third in NFL history.
Stop. They need
Steve
to
Young,
they need to win.
Aaron Rodgers.
They only need to win games,
yeah.
And they need to beat a team that is not a trash team. The only team they've beaten this year, the New York Jets.
Okay,
that's
all Tua's fault.
Wins and losses are
that
important.
That is all Tua's
take
fault.
A break. We'll be back with more.
39 and 28, all Tua's fault.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's turned into an Uncle Luke morning here on QAM. I love it.
See, this is what I love. This is the epitome of who you are as Danny Hollywood, as the world knows you.
This is a good one, man.
You tell everybody what your dream is. Your dream is to
and apparently
DJ.
And apparently you have set it up for me, which I thank you.
Luke says he can make it happen for you at Live.
Right, I'm gonna look into this. I'm gonna keep looking into this. He, by the way, the voices you're hearing this morning, I'm Hollywood. That's Omar, Empty Stats, Kelly,
and here's
Dan
Danny
and Jamie. I just said I need to be able to choose my song is all I said.
Luke says, I can make it happen for you at League. The best, biggest party in South Florida.
I just want to be able to choose my song. I need.
He's got all conditions. He's like, I want the smoke. I want the graffiti. I want to play my song. It's got to be house music.
Like, I want the smoke. I want the thing that shoots out streamers.
Do you want your dream to come alive?
I want the thing that shoots out streamers.
Do you want your dream or not?
Yeah, that's, what I would. I just have some conditions. Anyway, welcome back in here on QAM. Alan Poupard's going to join us here in a few minutes, and we'll get his take on everything going on with the Dolphins. I call you Omar Empty Stats Kelly because I just, like, you throw these numbers at me. And you asked me to respond. It's like, I know the numbers tell one story. That's fine. I personally base my opinion on the eye test.
Yeah.
And I like to try to reach out to people that know what the hell they're talking about. Yes. I like to speak to people that, help me form these opinions.
Yeah.
And my opinion on our quarterback is that he is not good enough to get us to where we need to go. I've been saying that to you for years, Omar.
I know you have.
And I think we are finally at the crossroads. Here, where something's got to give, man. And if this thing continues going down this road, if this team is just a lost cause,
this team is
at
lost
some
cause.
Point,
and
at
it's
some
all Tua's
point,
fault. Tua calls plays on defense.
You got to rip the Band-Aid off, man. I don't know when that is.
And then do what?
Well, you got another quarterback on the roster who you may be good, may not be
good. Who?
What are you?
You're
an
not
owl?
Talking about
you an owl?
You're talking about. Wilson? Zach Wilson?
No, I'm not talking about Zach Wilson. I'm talking about
Quinn Ewers?
Yeah.
He's playing
some point. At some point, you have to face facts.
I'm not even sure.
Reality.
Here's the thing. I'm not even sure that these draft picks that are in this, that are coming out, are.
I know. Bad quarterback class. Fine.
Yeah.
Do you believe that this rebuild has failed?
Absolutely. No question.
So
That's because
so that's it though. But that's the end. No, there's no, 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 there's no, no, no but. No, there's no
a,
if.
No, no, no. That's there's a it. But.
If the rebuild failed,
yes, the rebuild.
Then
failed.
Everyone that was a part of the rebuild,
do you
either
know why
gets
the
a do-over
failed?
Or has to go.
Do you know
those
why
are the two options?
Do you know why the rebuild failed?
I think there's a lot of reasons why the rebuild failed.
Yeah,
there are a lot of reasons, and it's not just number one. I got you on that. He's not the only reason. Like part of it.
How many times have you given him a competent offensive line that could protect him and not get him sacked
on
third downs?
How many teams do you think really have
competent offensive lines?
Really great offensive lines.
The Buffalo Bills do.
Okay, so one.
Okay. Baltimore, they've got a lot of issues. Their offensive line isn't really the main issue. Let's think. San Francisco's got an amazing line. I think they've got some injuries right now, but they still have Trent Williams. Keeping him upright, that's a good starting point. It's not about what you have and what everybody has. You know what I like about Tua?
That he's nice to you?
No. He's not always nice to me. Okay. You know that from
I mean, I don't that's the only reason I would think you would defend him at this point in time. But you know, go ahead, whatever.
I told you he's a problem. Let's just acknowledge that he's the problem.
Okay.
And now find a solution. Okay.
Let's Someone just say it's not a rebuild. It's a reset per career. That's right.
Yeah. That's worse than the rebuild. And I wrote a column in today's Miami Herald. You lose to the Chargers, it's tear it down, sell it off, fire sale.
That's the measuring stick now?
Oh my God. There have only been three teams that have rebounded.
So blowing
from
that game to the Panthers didn't do it for you. You got to.
I mean, you had a 17-0 lead. This is, you're not a good team.
All right. I want to hear what Alan Poupart has to say. We got to get caught up here. Alan Poupart is going to join us next on QAM. We continue the Dolphins talk after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.